All right, I'm going to play you a little bit of the track that if you know Chase Morris already, who goes by the name Mike Wright, then this track is probably the reason why. These the places we grew up. These the sets that we threw up. This my crib. This my real. Y'all can't take what I ain't going to be. Nigga, this my heaven on my everything. Yeah, heaven on my everything. Heaven on my everything. Surrounded. The track is called Homes. It was not a big hit. It didn't make him famous, but it did get him noticed nationally as one to watch. And ever since that track, Morris's newer stuff has this confidence, but also this willingness to be very personal, to be vulnerable.
Yeah, and it's tapping into what, I don't know, what I've been really wanting to say as opposed to what I think people want to hear. And I never lack for imperfections. Serial procrastinator
battle with depression. Slight insomniac, hypochondriac, anxiety. Morris had actually never rapped anywhere other than his friend's car until he got to college. He and a bunch of guys in his hall at Wayne State University put together this big group, and for their first track, they looped a sample from an old Hall & Oates song. You know the song Sarah Smile?
But it's like the strings that get real high and epic. We rapped over it. We thought it was the coldest song of all time in history of hip-hop. And we did a fraternity show.
what was the reaction?
It wasn't great. No, it was not great.
But it was a start, and it got him going, and it got him believing that he could be an artist. At this point, he had been going into school for optometry. He didn't even tell his family that actually he really wanted to be a poet and he really wanted to be a rapper. But eventually they found out because they're reading about his shows in the paper. Kresge gave him this very prestigious arts fellowship, and right now he's spending some time teaching creative writing in Detroit schools, which is full circle because Morris has written about the frustrations he faced as a kid in those schools. High school English teacher labeled me a plagiarist. Blackboard didn't write too well. Look how good his paper is. Morris says that some of the students that he has now have internalized that same perception of themselves, that they're just not very good students, they're not very good writers.
But then in month 4, out of nowhere, they'll just slide something to me and walk out of class, and it'll be something absolutely amazing. And he'll be like, where does this come from? What? What is this?
So now Morris has this brand new track out. It's called Celibate. But like Holmes, that first track that we played, it is about gentrification. Morris says he started writing about gentrification and just became kind of fascinated with it when he was in Cass Corridor watching it become Midtown.
When I was first down there, I first started seeing all these new coffee shops popping up, these new boutiques. I was like, whoa, this is nice. This is fresh. It's like this new life coming down there, more and more people in that area walking around. I'm like, yeah, that's good.
And then his neighbors couldn't afford their rent. And then coffee shops started telling him, oh, I'm sorry, you can't sit here right now. This area's actually been reserved.
And then I realized, like, you know, when I saw something like Shinola pop up, where I was like, oh, this isn't for us. You know, $1,000 bikes and $500 notebooks. And it's like, that's a market now. So it's that type of erasure where, you know, I don't mind new things coming to the neighborhood and to the city. That's great. It's just not having a mind or like consideration for what's already there.
And the thing about Morris is that he can write about that. He can write about that confusion and that complexity, and he can make it funny and angry and smart, but mostly it just makes you want to hit replay. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.